time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
That's right. It's time for Stu's Reviews with Stu Meister himself, right here on Pirate 104.7 FM. Of course, this is being brought to you by
Auto Taylor.
That's right. 1011 16th Street, 353-3401. So, Stu, let's see. You brought us in a 2021 Toyota Highlander Limited Hybrid SUV in its opulent amber metallic paint with black leather seating for eight, including heated and air-conditioned front bucket seats.
Now, that seat's eight because there's a bench seat in the second row, bench seat in the third row.
No.
So it's three and two. There's not four buckets. There's two buckets. And as you just said, they're air-conditioned and heated.
Wow.
Pretty perforated black leather.
I can't wait to go out and look at it. So this weighs just under 4,600 pounds, has a 112-inch wheelbase. Total is 194.9 inches long, 84.3 cubic foot of cargo capacity, and all the seats folded flat.
Right, and if you fold down the third row, you get 48. If I got that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then with all the rows up, all three rows, all eight people in there, 16 cubic foot of cargo space in the back. That bad for a three row.
Yeah, I'll have to get out and see how that compares with my wife's Enclave. 20-inch bright machined flow-formed aluminum wheels and P235 55R20 Bridgestones. All seasoned.
Alenza tires. Alenza.
I've never heard of the Alenza. It must be a tread design.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go and take a look at this, and when we come back, we're going to chat about it. Right now, let's see. What should we do?
Gogi Grant?
No. We got rid of all that stuff. how about the flying machine with Smile Little Smile for Me right here on Pirate? Oh, yeah. Lil Dion with Runaround Sue. That came out in 1961. You're listening to Pirate 104.7 FM. Good morning. Friday, October 22nd, and we have about 3.5 minutes until the hour of 7:30, and we'll get you caught up with your local news and weather. Special guest in studio is, what's his name? Little Britches, Mr. Stu Wright with Stu's Reviews. We went out and took a look at this 2021 Toyota Highlander, and it is nice. Of course, lane, keep assist, forward collision alert, radar, cruise control, rear vision, panoramic moonroof.
Yeah, it's got the eye in the sky deal.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Surround view monitor and power hands-free tailgate, which is nice. You know, I was kind of surprised that over this last year or so, we've seen a lot of nice little SUVs, and a lot of them didn't have a power tailgate.
Right. Hand power. Pull it down, pull it up. Quite a few power tailgates. So I don't know. I'd say 50-50.
Probably.
The last two we've had out here had power.
I'm just very lazy right now. I'd like everything I want. I just want to push a button. Yeah. I'm going to get one of those new toilet seats where you push the button and it kind of does everything for you. Kind of like when you're a baby. You remember those times? All right. So continuing on. Now, this has a big infotainment screen. Tell us about this.
Yeah, 12.3. It's right in the middle of the dash.
That's craziness.
That's as big as we ever see out here at the studio, isn't it?
I think that's probably one of the biggest. There might have been one a little bit bigger, like in one of the bigger SUVs.
Nice now, stereo in there, JBL 11 speaker.
Yeah, those are
nice. It sounds nice.
Of course, it has where you can hook it up to your Apple or your Android and wireless phone charger on
the console. That's really neat, that wireless phone charger. It's right in the console, the top of it. It's got a sliding door on the top.
I know.
Slide it back and drop the phone in there.
That's so nice. Heads-up display, of course. I didn't notice the heads-up display. We're starting to see more of those come back.
Yeah.
I remember one of the first
cars,
Cadillacs and Corvettes were one of the first GM models that had those. I remember those. I remember selling those things. That was cool. As a salesman, when those new cars came in, you sit in there and play with a heads-up display.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
I had an old Pontiac back in 93 that had that. You're talking further back, I think.
Way, way back. where you had a choice of two colors, black or black. 2.5-liter, 243 horsepower.
400 would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice.
It's got plenty. It's got a CVT transmission.
Yep. Those
and
are
a
nice.
Hybrid setup. There's three electric motors in there.
Yeah.
One in the back because it is all-wheel drive.
Now, with it being a hybrid, tell us about the fuel mileage.
Oh, 34 is the rating on the highway, 35 in town. You know, hybrids do better when you drive around town. That's wild. So if you can go 581 miles on a tank of gas because you got 17.1 gallons in that tank. Burns regular, built in Princeton, Indiana.
Very nice.
What'd you think of that paint?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got like a purple, purple tint to it. And metallic.
Opulent amber.
Coming down the street, though, it actually looks black. What's like the, you just said, black or black.
Right. What's the list price on this?
$50,557. So it's limited.
So interesting. It's only $210 a week to have that car. For the whole month, it's about $900, a little over $900 bucks.
I see.
I know. Pay cash. Of course. Everybody's got that kind of money hanging around. Until the government starts
or
spying
lease
on
it. I'm sure you get a lease deal. It's.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're not discounting anything right now, though, are they?
Nope.
You
nope.
go out and you
not
look
a lot
at
of vehicles.
The window sticker and you hope to heck you can get it for that.
I don't think truck GM or even Ford truck production's up and operating, is it? That I know
I
of.
I don't think
I
it
think
is.
They're still waiting for those computer chips. Anyway, Stu, thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you do for us and bringing these vehicles in. I know our listening audience loves those as well.
This is a solid choice for somebody. It's a nice car.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.